Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 9:57-62, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verse 57-62. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." My theme for reflection is radical commitment to follow Jesus. Radical commitment to follow Jesus. In Luke 9:57-62, we encounter three individuals who express a desire to follow Jesus, but face challenges in understanding what true discipleship entails. Each interaction reveals a different aspect of what it means to follow Jesus with unwavering commitment. The first man, confident in his dedication, declares his willingness to follow Jesus wherever he goes. However, Jesus points out that following him means embracing a life of self-denial and discomfort. Unlike the birds and foxes that have homes, Jesus has no place to rest. This man, like many of us, may have misunderstood the cost of discipleship, thinking it would lead to earthly comfort and glory. Jesus Christ reminds us that true discipleship requires putting him above our own comfort and desires. The second man is called by Jesus but asks to first bury his father. Jesus' response, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead," may seem harsh, but it underscores the urgency and priority of proclaiming the kingdom of God. This man's delay reflects a common hesitation, waiting for a convenient time to follow Jesus. Jesus calls us to immediate obedience, reminding us that the time to follow him is now, not after we have taken care of our personal matters. The third man wants to say goodbye to his family before following Jesus. Jesus responds by saying that no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This highlights the need for total commitment and focus in discipleship. Divided loyalties and looking back to our former lives hinder our ability to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. My dear friends, these encounters with Jesus challenge us to examine our own commitments and priorities. We are often preoccupied with our comfort, responsibilities, and relationships. However, following Jesus calls for radical reordering of our lives. It means prioritizing him above all else, even when it is uncomfortable or inconvenient. This might mean making sacrifices, whether it is giving up certain comforts, reevaluating our career choices, or even prioritizing our faith over family expectations. Jesus' call to discipleship is not a call to neglect our responsibilities, but to integrate them into our primary mission of proclaiming his kingdom. It is a call to live with a sense of urgency and purpose, knowing that the time to serve and follow him is now. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what comforts or priorities in your life might be hindering your full commitment to following Jesus? Number two, how can you integrate the urgency of proclaiming the kingdom of God into your daily responsibilities and relationships? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your call to follow you. Help us to understand the true cost of discipleship and to prioritize you above all else in our lives. May we never look back or delay in our obedience, but follow you with wholehearted commitment. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.